This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Wendy Mader. Republican Missouri Congresswoman Joanne Emerson has announced she will retire from the House of Representatives next February. Emerson was just reelected to her ninth term in Missouri's 8th Congressional District, but will leave to be president of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. Emerson says she will not step down before the beginning of the next congressional session because she wants to continue work on issues like the fiscal cliff, completion of the Birds Point levee, and Mississippi River navigation challenges.
All of these require a huge amount of attention, which is why I feel so strongly that there needs to be as short a time period as possible between me leaving and the special election is called.
Several have confirmed interest in the seat, including Missouri Republican Party Executive Director Lloyd Smith, former State Treasurer Sarah Steelman, and state lawmaker Kevin Engler. In a written statement, Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder writes he will make a decision about running after speaking with committee members. Also, Governor Jane Nixon announced today that Paul C. Wilson will be the newest member of the Missouri Supreme Court. Wilson will fill the vacant spot left by William Ray Price, Jr. Wilson has practiced law in both the public and private sectors and served as a judge on the Cole County Circuit Court. Governor Nixon says Wilson has demonstrated both his ability and dedication to serving the people of Missouri. The 15th case of whooping cough has been reported in Boone County. KBIA's India Everett has details about the latest case.
Columbia Public Schools are working to prevent further cases of whooping cough after a confirmed case in the school district. Spokesperson Michelle Baumstark confirmed there has been a case of pertussis, commonly referred to as whooping cough, at Hickman High School. She says school officials are following their typical process to combat further infections.
We're working to notify any students who may have been in immediate contact and potentially exposed, to notify their parents, helping them be able to identify signs and symptoms.
Symptoms are similar to a common cold with the addition of severe or prolonged coughing attacks that may get worse with time. Columbia Public Schools require students to have the DPT vaccination before enrolling in or attending school. The immunization is intended to prevent diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus, but parents of children in Columbia Public Schools are allowed to opt out of the required vaccine for personal or religious reasons. Baumstark was unsure whether or not the infected student had received the DPT vaccine. India Everett, KBIA News.
Federal Emergency Management Agency announced that nearly 600 federal trailers housing Joplin residents since the May 2011 tornado are slowly emptying, with only about 80 of the trailers still occupied. Those who remain in the trailers will have to start paying rent in January and have until the beginning of June to find other housing. The empty trailers are being given back to the federal government and will go to Crowder College in Neosho. Some will be auctioned to the public. For KBIA News, I'm Wendy Mader.